Blog Talk Radio.
Cause we're a ghost, we're speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombie leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it up, cause we're a ghost, we're speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombie leaning off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, crack shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just like in their walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see his girls, I'm throwing pisses. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. More in his mind, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad to lose pain. Storm flashing, cutting, chopping, something. Turn a crime to doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising no conviction. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's not so deep, man. With the darkness flowing, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faith in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular rider radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bring it, dog, cause we're going. Speaking for the wickedness, I'm living bitches' wigs. When I'm kicking with the wicked shit, the wickedness of witches in the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it up to Paragon, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs. When I'm kicking with the wicked shit, the wickedness of witches in the zombies leaning off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop whoop, yo, good motherfuckers, welcome to Juggler Rider Radio. I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Ghetto G. He'll be joining us when the fucking shows up. I say we go into a track, and I say we go with a little metal. So, here we go with Hell Yeah, Cross to Bear, Cradle of Bones.
Yeah. Carry on my cross to bear. Rip my garbage to life.
we're back. Now, see here up next. Fucking Death Punch. Burr, motherfucker.
We'll be right back. Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face, through the halls and the corridors, sinking in blood, he tasted his grin and it tasted good. The king shook his head, left him broken and dead. Unable to tell, the king took their heads and he sent them to hell. Their screams echo loud in the place of their death. Ripped open, they die with their final breath. They hail the king, the king of kings.
Thank you. Buy joint, she love clowns. Bitch had titties like water balloons. My boys used to swing off them like baboons. She buy us chocolate, Swiss cheese pie, and take it and bake it, completely naked. An ocean aloofness, it ain't like nothing. Just jump anywhere in the mess and start bumping. Don't really matter where I stick my dick, I just reach and grab and stab and jab. But that ain't the reason that I love this hoe. She used to do a funny little trick with my dick hole. She blow into it and make a wish, and my nuts would expand like puffer.
I'm a no-license wicked clown. I might come from the dark side of town. When she's gone and you're alone again, 50 bucks says you'll let me in.
Mama don't like this wicked clown. I might come from the dark side of town. But when she's gone and you're alone again, 50 bucks says you'll let me in. Mama don't like this wicked clown. I might come from the dark side of town. But when she's gone and you're alone again, 50 bucks says you'll let me in. This wicked clown, I might come from the dark side of town. But when she's gone and you're alone again, 50 bucks says you'll lend me in. Mama don't like this wicked clown, I might come from the dark side of town. But when she's gone, you're alone again, 50 bucks says you'll lend me in.
One day there would be a body part found somewhere or washing in from the ocean.
Innocent young women were being raped, murdered, and dismembered.
He would have oral sex with a decapitated head.
It just seemed like a world gone crazy.
He described himself as masturbating numerous times during a day when he was in the mental hospital.
Most of the serial killers I've worked with fall into two distinct types. One group of serial killers will never like to talk about their offending behavior at all, whereas the second group of serial killers are desperate to talk about their killing. They're desperate to be at the heart of the story.
victims' bodies home, that he could fully act out his twisted fantasies.
With most of them, he would actually have intercourse with the dead woman, then sometimes also with the decapitated body. Oral sex with the decapitated head.
In his mind, there was some relationship there. He had an attachment, and he kept her head.
It's not unusual for a serial murderer to have sexual actions with a decapitated body. It's because it's not a person to them. To them, it's an object.
It's very difficult to say how he looked at what he was doing. Would a person who walked into a butcher have remorse about cutting up a chicken? I don't know.
check it out. And of course, Take It Over mixtape presented by Juggalo Radio. We got an exclusive from the Wicked Stunner, motherfucking Ghetto G. This is the remix to, of course, Underground Killers. Killer.
I step up in the spot, I'm something like a pimp. My swagger don't stop, I'm fly like a blimp. I shut the shit down like a power outage. Having me on the track is a privilege. Bitches be loving me, they clothes jumping off. Stay killing shit, you can call me Adolf. We kill it in the underground, they know we legit. We ain't no radio rapper, we ain't no piece of shit. We get this place jumping like some big old breast. We spitting rhymes like bullets, better wear a vest. I always keep it fresh, shit, know I hold it down. I'm like a king to the game, all I'm missing is the crown. I keep it going all night like a house party. Dropping bombs on this music, call it Jeff Hardy. We always keep it wicked on Juggalo Rider Radio. If you talking shit, we leave you messy like a sloppy Joe.
I know y'all always be hating my name on the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them sick guys, killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
If you don't tune in, let's play a game. How many of your brain cells came out on the ground? Oh, so lame. When it all started with a flame. But that's just what they found. And then when they went out like a hound, nothing more wicked in the underground. Grab a chainsaw and dissect shit. But stay tuned in and not doing it. Live every fucking night and say yes. Fuck, say the name five times. While we drop wicked around for you to hear. Juggalo Rider Radio, the music is not fear. It's all when you say and then see a knife going through your neck. J-R-R, we are here.
I know y'all always be hating my name from the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick. Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick guys, killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
My fist in your mouth as you hit the fucking ground. Head ringing with a painful sound, hype so loud. Y'all spitting empty rounds, flicking clowns, don't fuck around. Got your moms on the couch getting bucked wild. Don't you frost up with some crazy motherfuckers. Bringing the ruckus, killing these suckers, fucked up. Grubbing on these busters like the last supper. Love the class, kicking ass. Never but the cash, smoking hash, moving fast. They got the last laugh, juggalos going full throttle, pedal to the gas. Fuck a model, where my left at? We don't give a rat's ass with the blast. If you talking trash, end up in a body bag. Simple as that. All you want bad, get your ass smacked. Hacking like a bitch, meet my backhand. Rain matter, go splat. When I pull the 45, hear the fucking gat go splat.
I know y'all always be hating my name from the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick ass killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
Make no mistakes, love from a profession. Ask me who's the best, I just see my own reflection. I run the hood, don't need no election. Every single music store, I have my own section. For me, your love sticking over is a must. You're my underground, have you twitching like gold dust. You talk the shit like a pro, you should always know. Crank it up the turbo, control your bitch, puppet show. Anything you do and say, I'll come back even harder. Not for my beliefs, like a mortar, give me a charter. Straight to heaven, thank God for having a star fucking born. Then he'll send me down to hell and he's my halo ass one. I belong in the underground, watch you all come around and surround. Make me king and get my crown. Yo, love my music, my rap will give you fits. These rappers listen to me and make you all my bitch.
I know y'all always be hating my name from the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick. Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick ass killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
And we're back. What's going on, ghetto?
And there's no J. Killer.
Hell nah. Nigga's dead.
Really wouldn't surprise me after all the people he screwed over.
Hell yeah, right? Oh, bud. So what's going on, motherfucker?
So, that you enjoy the few scenes you saw of your lovely Monica Lee.
Oh, hell yeah. Looking sexy as always.
Because they showed a quick glance at the crowd. I was like, wait a minute, there goes Jessica, there goes Monica.
Yeah, I know, but wait, what? They're actually there. They should be. I don't even understand why they took Monica Lee out of, you know, being a fucking normal, you know, a everyday person up on there.
I guess she didn't want to do it this time. She gave somebody else a shot.
Yeah.
As were the other people, you haven't quite seen them yet.
Oh, this is true. It's kind of funny how every time fucking that dude Jesse gets into something, you know, gets into a competition, he always loses.
That's because his work isn't that great.
Yeah, I know. Like, every time he goes into a competition, he just loses.
Like, how long is that dude supposed to be of doing this for?
I don't know.
Because, yeah, the Mega Man outfit, that wasn't that great. This one was, all right.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
I think he needs somebody to help him make some shit.
Yeah. Like his girlfriend. Chin Chin.
Yeah. Chin Chin. Dude, my favorite part from this was that Indra or whatever the fuck her name is, when she's putting on the costume. And the dude's like, I'm worried about hurting you. She's like, don't worry about hurting me, just do it. And then the facial expression she made.
Oh, bud. But poor Ricky. I swear, she has the worst luck with costumes sometimes.
Well, from this episode, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that the last season, like, all, like, Victoria, that took Victoria, whatever?
Victoria? Who the fuck is that?
Or that's still Ricky, though, you know, getting over and, competition, like, right away because I just kept losing her shit.
I don't know. I remember Yo-Yo Han's shit falling off her head.
And I remember that, too. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. Victoria Smid. Smith. Or some bullshit like that. Fucking every single time, you know, she wanted to get into a fucking, you know, she entered into a fucking competition, her goddamn costumes were never finished.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that girl. Okay, here. Yeah. Yeah, I remember the one that was never done. Yeah. Oh, that's all you have to say.
But you see, unlike her, Ricky actually decided to go. Actually decided to go with something different, and actually managed to make it.
What I want to know is, why is the weather even an issue? Like, do you have nowhere else to go? Like, to keep it warm?
I don't know. And Boogeyman, why you keep requesting the same damn track all the time? Hydro by Twisted.
Hydro. Damn, I haven't heard that song in a long time.
And I've heard it quite a few times because he requests that track a lot.
It's the first time I heard him request it.
Well, I guess we'll go with it. Here we go.
Lazy bone.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
gonna
say you hit that bone.
All right, look. You
gone first up. Well, little lady, hey, fuck their ass.
Smoking hydro, feeling fine, slow sipping on wine, wine, yeah. Soldiers, why I know, so come on like a Snoop Dogg, and it better be that hydro.
Now all these people wanna smoke some weed with Twisted, and see if we really smoke all that's listed. From bubblegum to super skunk, 1 to 5, even smoke a little bit of some shit they call the beehive. I've been to Europe and made Amsterdam cry, cause me and Matt watch late smoke them hoes dry. I'm like, fuck G, G don't even hit the bong, and I did 30 days from drinking clean all with Tommy Strong. I shot a movie with the guy from Half Baked. Didn't smoke, but he was funny, so I guess he's only half baked. So rake some seeds out your weed, I'm not smoking. That shit you're about to roll up to me, don't even look potent. And I ain't choking off these stems and seeds. So why does everybody say they smoke more weed than me? It's not a race, it ain't no contest. Win or roll the weed up. Think about that and keep the tree up. I call to the green now, weed with no seeds. To the boogie that I make a motherfucker's lungs clear. Smoke down and the car can't breathe. Everybody wanna smoke with me, smoke with me. The with the pre-rolls up in the air, bumping this like we don't
come
care.
Come and smoke with me.
Dirty trip, violated again.
Twisted, gifted at the mission. What we hitting with the chronic bleeds. Twisted, spit your thing. Have you choking, coughing up a lung? Better go run and get you some. Roll it in the blunt, we can rip it from the bone. It's the potent that can keep me up and help me keep my rhyming focus. I'm leaving focus like a magic in every room. This package is the man. Try to handle it if you can. If you ain't putting on the weed and you ain't smoking, understand. I give a damn about a sober soul. Food and love and blood of play. Throw the weed you got on stage and make sure it's the purple haze. No need in holding back. Gonna spend that extra money. Split the Philly up the middle, gone and lace it with that honey. So we can burn slow, so we preserve the smoke. You know we love to blow, smoking on that hydro.
The car to the greenhouse, we with no seats. It's a boogie that I'm making motherfuckers long sleep. Smoke down and the car can't breathe. Everybody wanna smoke with me, smoke with me. The car with the free rolls up in the air, bumping this like we don't care.
Come and smoke with me.
Dirty pills violated again.
Puff your set off, the third token shit on your chest, you wanna let off. Pass the joint, past the point of being towed down. I'm so high that my heartbeat's starting to slow down. Fingernails are roached, clip before mate smoking. Faster glass pieces, like my whole face open. I'm zoning, and I don't feel a thing. I probably won't recall a single thing that's happened in my medicine. It's sold by the dope man. And big boys and QPs that come with fat price tags.
I'ma change spending.
Whatever it takes to get rid of all these panics and shakes. Make no mistakes, I come with green for the green. And even exchange no money for no bag of brown backyard forget. I get so high that you would have to rip me out of the sky for the feeling that the real green provides.
In the car to the green and we with no seats. There's a boogie that'll make a motherfucker's lungs clean. Smoke down and the car can't breathe. Everybody wants to smoke.
And we're back. man.
Probably the first time you sounded excited when we came back.
Man, fucking monoxide. No, I'm not horny. What the hell?
Get down.
leave the cow alone. Leave the cow alone. He can fend for himself. Where the fuck did a cow come from in that entire shit?
You gotta love the random shit.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm still curious to where the fuck they, where they landed in that entire skit.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think they could either.
But did you watch their new video for Sick Man?
Oh, not yet.
It got your boy in there, man.
Which boy?
Jason.
Damn. So they actually put fucking Kane Hodder up in that shit.
Yeah, and they got the whatever the hell that dude's name is, that Captain Spaulding. Sid, whatever.
Oh, yeah, him, yeah.
Yeah, they got both of them in their new video.
Damn. Man, it's about fucking time that you get some dope motherfuckers up in that shit, too.
I'm just saying, man, they were probably going wild, man, for the fact, you know, they're such big fans of shit, and then they get to do, like, a whole murder-type scene for their music video with them.
Yeah, right. Damn it, Becky. Your fucking store don't work, bitch.
But damn, man, Ricky is a very short girl.
She is.
And them fucking shoes she's wearing are huge as hell, too, and she's still short.
And I'm probably taller than she is.
Probably are.
How sad would that be?
It'd be quite sad.
Yeah, I found Becky up on Facebook. Like I said, they're...
Who the fuck is Becky?
You know, Becky, the fucking blonde chick from the first season. Like, the first half of the season.
Nope.
The one Monica Lee told, you know, was in the same league as her.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Damn it, motherfucker! Pay attention to the people in there.
I do. To the ones that actually matter.
But okay, the one who did the costume for Brave, like in like the very first like episode.
Oh,
like
that crazy chick.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, where she wanted to go talk like that chick and all that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's probably the only thing I remember about that girl. So look for probably a triple threat match coming up.
With who? Fucking Ricky, Yaya Han, and somebody else?
No, man, we're talking WWE now, no. with Cesaro, Bad News Barrett, and RVD.
What the fuck?
Well, during the title match, you know, Cesaro came down and attacked both of them.
Yeah, because he's an idiot.
Mainly because he doesn't have anything else to do.
Wait, this happened tonight on main event?
Yeah.
That explains it. I didn't watch it because I wasn't home. Hey, look,
and
that sounds... Crab Cat Industries.
That's wonderful. And you missed Goldust, second tag team partner.
Who the fuck was it?
Kofi Kingston.
What the hell? That would be good. They still lost.
Yeah, they lost to the Wyatt family.
Well, that's not surprising. Definitely not surprised about that.
So, I'm looking for the Wyatts to have a title match soon.
They should have had a title match a long time ago.
Since they beat the Usos, and then they beat fucking Goldust and random people.
Yeah. And, you know, Goldust, you know, is a former tag team champion.
Yeah. But
what
it was
the
funny
fuck
though,
is
man. Fucking,
what the fuck is up with Ryback and Curtis Axel?
They suck. Bad news.
Oh.
Barrett was talking about RVD, man, talking about he's going to be something in The Walking Dead. He's just walking around like, RVD. Like, really?
Damn.
Yeah, because he's like, many can't even remember his name, so that's why he's always spelling it out and shit.
Oh, bud. So, Angel, did you find yourself some food? Maybe some more rice?
And beans?
Yeah, you fucking beaner.
I think he should take offense to that because he's not Mexican.
Well, come on, but all he ever eats is rice and beans.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Hell nah. I'd be shitting my brains out.
You get real tired of that.
Bad fucking tonight was just nuts.
And why is that?
Fucking Asians.
Fucking Asians.
Yeah, man, like, we're closed. And some Asian shit fucking comes to the door trying to get in, like, literally trying to break the fucking door down just to get in. I'm like, we're closed.
And then he did a Jackie Chan over the gate.
It's just like, these people don't know the meaning of closed. It's a word they've never heard in their life.
What don't you know? Oh.
What the fuck?
That's what the hell they do when they don't understand. Yes, no, or they understand. You want a soup?
I mean, I think the only Asian person that comes in that actually speaks English is probably the same dude who I see every time I go to the fucking Chinese store or Chinese restaurant. So he fucking owns the place.
Oh. Well, you should make friends with him. Get some free Chinese food.
He came in like, what, yesterday. He goes, you don't order today or this week? Like, nah, Friday.
I could just see these awkward conversations that Havoc has with people.
I'm like, I'll be there Friday. Come today.
You'll order this week? Nah, man. Friday.
Well, let's see, because in fact, you know,
English, motherfucker.
Proximity close about 9 anyways. And we close at 9. But by the time I get done, they'd be closed.
Do you not get a lunch break?
I get like a 15-minute break.
Damn, not even a half hour.
Nope. You have to work at least 18. You have to work at least 8 hours in order to get 2 15s in a half an hour.
Well, damn.
Yep, that's okay. I always, you know, like,
And I just smoke break in and like every now and then, because I just sneak it in.
Yeah, you could just sneak away and eat Tom, man. They would never know. Ain't you just a cart boy? You're outside anyway.
Yeah, but they do have cameras outside.
What, do they watch you?
Which is why I go to the blind spot, which is like right between the fucking wall and the bottle machine. I just smoke right there. Can't
yeah,
see
listen,
my
up, listen up, all you Asians. That's where you hide.
Yeah, that's where you hide. And don't come to me asking why the fuck the bomb machine don't work. Bitch, I don't run the shit. I just fucking change the bags.
Well, aren't you helpful?
Yes, I am. At least I found a page I'm gonna invite Giddle G to.
Oh, great. More Facebook like pages.
Oh, this one. Oh, wait. Never mind. You already like this page.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be liking it again.
Yeah, it's leggings love with like all these fucking bitches and fucking
spam.
Come on,
man. You gotta notice by now, man. I probably like all these pages you want to invite me to. Probably already got.
Yeah, you and Baldy are the only two people I know on here that actually like that. Actually like the page.
Baldy? What the fuck is Baldy?
Yeah. Elmo.
Oh. She got a hairdo like Hornswoggle.
Yeah. They can be twins.
They're really good, as sad as that is.
Man, why
is it? You see that yaw-yaw didn't even like Ricky's outfit.
Yeah, I know, it's right. Like, that's just a good friend. Like,
yeah, what kind of friendship is that?
I mean, Ricky did fuck up a little bit, since she couldn't get the fucking cards to work.
Well, yeah.
That's her fault.
Well, I don't know if it's her fault. Magnets, how do they work?
Really, man? Really? Although that would have been perfect, just to play that like in the background, like as she's trying to get it to work.
Come on, you can't advertise gang things on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Why the fuck not?
Because it's illegal.
Oh, fuck that too.
He doesn't even question it. He's just like, yeah, okay.
That's bullshit.
Oh, was that you defending it?
Yeah,
it's a good thing you're not on a debate team.
Man, I'm sorry, but I don't do debate teams.
I see why. Oh, dude, look at that, man. Dude's fucking jabbing his fingers in his eyes. That's pretty sweet.
Wait, who's jamming whose fingers in his eyes?
On this damn show that's on after Heroes of Cosplay, the Will Wheaton show, they were showing some clip of Game of Thrones, and the dude was just shoving his thumbs in the guy's eyes.
Damn.
Salem. How's that show going? Did I get canceled too?
Yeah, right? Man, that was the fact that Spike TV decided to play, had their favorite fucking movie on earlier today.
And what's that?
Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. I swear, that's the only movie that they ever play up on there.
Can't you find a nice little Asian like the rest of these white guys?
Man, we did. Except she's married.
Yeah. To a very strange white guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, all these girls on there, man, they got some strange boyfriends or husbands.
They really do. I mean, for fuck's sake, Jesse, it was a chick named Tintin.
Well, then there's that, too.
Like, what the fuck kind of name is Tintin?
Like, is that really her name, or is that, like, a nickname?
I don't even know.
I wish my nickname was Chin Chin.
Let's find out if that's actually her name. I'm curious now. Buggers. Yeah, everyone knows that. That's actually her fucking name. If it is, holy shit.
Man, before this dude made the joke that he was going to make, I already thought about that joke. This guy is very slow.
Yes, her real name is Chin Chin.
Chin Chin Chui.
How fun? I even found her on Facebook. Chin Chin H. Angel, why do you look so damn confused up in the room?
Angel. Just in the outfield.
Oh, fuck no.
Why the hell not?
I don't just know.
Why? Is that too grown up for you?
No, I'm going to say, I mean, shit, we put him in the middle of a field, such a baseball field. All he's going to be doing is sitting there and eating beans and rice.
Come on now.
Angel, catch the ball! Motherfucker, I'm eating my beans and rice! And he gets hit in the head with the ball.
That's why he has angels.
Yeah, but a demon with angels? That's just kind of awkward.
Yeah. How does that work?
I don't know. You said it.
He fell from grace is what happened.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, I found that cage chick that they keep fucking mentioning on Heroes of Cosplay. At least now we know who she is. And why she's up on there.
And why is that?
But she's friends with Yaya, Ricky, and Monica Lee.
Well, there you go.
I mean, she looks good. Just her store never works. Bitch.
Bitch!
I mean, why is it these people could never have a fucking working store?
I don't know. Just blame Angel. It's his fault.
Man, everything's his damn fault. Apparently, he's confused about carts. What about carts are you confused about, motherfucker?
Man, that was like a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Catch up.
And now he's confused about it.
You know, like, buggies. You know, the thing you usually push your drunk girlfriend home in?
Yeah, or in Angel's case, drunk boyfriend.
Your drunk family members?
You know, maybe when I get enough money, maybe I'll buy the entire fucking series of Fast and the Furious, and I'll watch it in actual order.
You haven't seen them all?
No, I've seen them all. I'm just saying. You know, I'll actually watch Tokyo Drift after 6.
After 6?
Yeah, man. I mean, come on, think about it, man. Fucking, you get the first one, then they're in fucking, then they're like all over the place, and then like, you know, in the 6th, you got Han who mentions going to fucking Tokyo.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't Tokyo Drift be after Fast and Furious 6, since, you know, he's probably in Tokyo and dies in Tokyo?
I don't fucking know. That shit's all over the place.
That's my point, man. I mean, come on. Like, not even
the story doesn't really go exactly how it's supposed to.
It really doesn't. And we have a guest in the room. Guest, who the fuck are you? Tell us
who
you are.
Holy shit, it's a guest.
Yeah, sign in so that we know who you are.
Yeah. Should probably do that.
Yeah. Angel left.
Fuck you, Angel.
Man, he's gonna probably call in here soon, but like, and just start laughing like a maniac he is.
That's just what we need.
Yeah, right. I think
so what are we gonna listen to now?
I think we'll go with some Hell Yeah. Cross the Bear, Cradle of Bones.
Make it.
before I meet the demon.
What's up, what's up, what's up, Havoc?
How much there, demon? How's hell? My bad, Puerto Rico.
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Can I give a shout out to somebody?
Hell no.
It depends on if that somebody tuned in and actually listening.
Yes, I think is you still got a guest on there still on the chat thingamajig?
No.
But she's listening. I gave her the link.
All right, we'll go ahead and shout her out.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Step into a Slim Jim. Would you like to try that again? Oh yeah.
Yeah, cool,
oh,
man.
Oh yeah. Okay, I go. I'm gonna give un shout out to mi chica, mi nena, Kimberly. Kimberly.
You don't even know her name.
I know her name.
Well, shout out to that person, whatever your name may be.
Yeah, since you know your own boyfriend don't even know it.
Oh yeah, by the way, she says hey.
Hey. Whoa, hey. Where is she?
Right now. Let me see. She's on FB, but I gave her the link to the JRR.
Oh.
Well. FB.
He's abbreviating. Live on the
apparently.
Air.
Okay, quote-unquote Facebook on. I gave the link for Juggalo Rada Radio.
He got the name right.
Yeah. Quote unquote.
Shout out to D-Loke for getting it wrong.
D-Loke can't remember what the fuck it was, period.
I'm just saying. He called in, had no idea what was going on, got the name wrong and everything. So, it's always nice when people get it right.
Well, that's one of the good effects, you know, he doesn't have to type it out.
What?
I said that's the one because the demon here ain't got to fucking type out the words.
What's that got to do with talking?
I'm going to say it, man. Whenever he types something, fuck out of here, we're trying to read it.
Well, then I guess it is better that we just have picture wars.
Yeah, an abbreviation.
Well, sometimes that can go wrong.
Well, yeah, this is very true.
Sam, this asshole got some buck teeth.
Oh, fuck.
Well, wasn't that nice?
I mean, seriously, he looks like freaking Timmy Turner.
Damn. Well, I guess he needs some Fairly Odd Parents.
And this is an all Juggalos chat, by the way.
Damn. How dare right. You hate on another Juggalo?
We ain't surprised about that one damn bit.
I was trying to make it sound like I cared, and I was upset.
Oh, she's on the chat. She's on the chat down low. I think she's one of the. She's a guest.
She's on the down low.
On the chat. On the bad thing.
She's a side chick.
Oh, whatever. Oh, hell no, dude. Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Whatever, dude. I do what I want.
Her name is Kimberly Effin.
Kimberly Effin what?
Oh, Wood Effin.
Oh.
What's going on there, Kimberly? Your boyfriend's insane. He doesn't even know your damn name. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to go over very well.
Hell no.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
I'll do what I want.
Matty, Friday, I'm going to order. Damn, what? That fucking hell of a camera.
One of those big-ass glasses and some buck-ass teeth. Damn.
Buck-ass teeth looking like Mr. Ed.
No, correction. He looks like freaking Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel? He didn't have buck teeth.
Man, Urkel didn't have no buck teeth. What are you talking about?
Would you like to try something else?
My chica still loves me, so it's all good.
She loves you on the down low.
Oh, yeah. Whatever, G. Whatever, G.
It's okay. We understand. Kind of.
Kind of. Yeah. Guess what I have? Guess what I had today to eat?
Eggplant.
I wish.
Ain't that what you always eat?
No, but guess no. Something I eat on a daily basis.
Beans. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, you just remember that all he eats is beans and rice.
No, I didn't have that today.
What? What did you have?
Arroz con pollo guisado.
The fuck is that in English?
You had roast what?
Okay, I had rice, so yeah.
Well, you make up your mind.
Let me finish. And chicken, boneless chicken breast, but like beef stew.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I probably had rice in it. And beans.
He just said there was rice.
And beans in it.
No beans. It was carrots, onions, tomatoes, and potatoes.
There you go. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Did Kimberly make it?
Yeah, she's on the chat thing. She's at the bottom.
No. He's asking if she made the dinner for you.
No. I made it myself.
Uh-oh. He can cook.
Yeah. And then like an hour later, he gets food poisoning.
Damn, man.
Yeah, she's about to call in. Yeah, she's about to call in sooner or later.
Oh, no. That'll be a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's calling in supposedly.
Okay. I heard you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is she gonna do?
I don't know.
What's up, ninjas?
What up?
What up?
That's her.
How y'all doing?
No, I thought that was Angel.
Oh.
All right.
He loves his beans and rice.
See, she knows about the beans and rice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Somebody else apparently knows about the beans and rice too. Or is that the echo?
That's far enough on the echo.
Yeah, that's the echo.
Yeah, that was me. My bad. I'm sorry.
Because I heard Havoc again. We don't ever need to hear Havoc again.
Oh, you ever remember the first time with me?
Man, that was fucking terrible.
Are we talking about the crackling of the phone?
Hey, I'm eating french fries. Leave me alone.
Okay.
No comment on that.
Are they good?
Yes, they are. They're from McDonald's.
And she, yeah, definitely. She's loving it.
Exactly. I'm loving it.
I can see that. She doesn't like the rice and beans. She needed some McDonald's.
I love rice and beans.
It's not all the time like he does.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck this, I need a Big Mac.
Hell nah.
So, anything you want to hear while you enjoy your McDonald's?
Yes, ABK, Last Chance.
Some sad stuff while you enjoy a good meal.
Oh, yes, that's my favorite song.
Well, let's get into that, Havoc.
Well, I'm there right now.
If I had that one last chance, then I'd be all right.
If I
just one last chance to tell you how I feel. Believing here eternally, I would tell you what you meant to me and what's going on.
You know, I just been doing my thing.
If I had just one last chance to say what's on my mind. Cause ever since you had to leave, there's some people who ain't been the same. Because it takes time.
I guess they just miss you.
If I had just one last chance to really say goodbye. Before you went away, I think it'd really make a difference to me, and I'd be alright.
Hey, I'll be good.
If I had just one last chance to apologize for everything I put you through, I would probably finally rest in peace instead of sleepless nights. About the way that I carry on in my life.
I know I haven't been at my best.
If I had just one last chance to try and make it right, what advice would you give that'll make me want to just calm down and rethink things twice?
If I just had one
chance. If I had one last chance, last chance, last chance.
That would be all that I need.
If I had one last chance just to tell you. If I could see you again,
if I had one last chance, last chance, last chance,
that would be all that I need.
If I had one last chance.
If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last chance to say, hey, hey, I would be alright. If I had one last
we're back.
I'm here, I hear. She had to hang up because of, she had to hang up because you were smashing.
She had a what? Who? What the fuck did you say?
I thought that was your girl.
You said she was
smashing. I thought that was your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's smashing. She was smashing on that Mickey D's.
Oh. Well, you got different ways to talk over there, I guess.
I guess so.
Oh, by the way, yo, she said thanks for the ABK.
You're welcome. While you enjoy the McDonald's.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know you're paying attention, Kim. I know that. I know that. You're telling me.
Yeah. So watch what you say, Angel.
Okay, G. Okay.
We ain't trying to cause no trouble here.
Well, he might be, but I know we ain't.
All I want to know is why do people on our like page hate Sophie so much?
I saw that on the JRR like page, though.
I saw that at least 3 or 4 people unlike the page. I was like, God damn, dude, we just got over 2,600.
Yeah, right.
And now we're back under. What the fuck do you want me to post in there? God damn.
We talked about this show. They don't like it. We post selfies. They don't like it.
I say what's up, and then people want like the page. I mean, for fuck's sake, what do you people want?
Yeah, the Alcatraz was asking, you know, the show was on last night. Didn't even show up.
Yeah, what was that? I told him yes.
Yeah. He's like, fuck that. Didn't show up.
I'm surprised that dude didn't even like the page to begin with. That dude's been around for a couple years now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, by the way, like, you guys do share for share for your like page?
Share for share? What?
I share your shit and you share mine.
I don't want to share your shit. That's unsanitary.
You know what I mean.
Why are you not sharing us right now?
Yeah.
Why are you not sharing us to begin with? How do you not have the link? You just said you saw what I posted.
Nah, I'm talking about the like page. I saw it earlier today.
Oh, see? You got the link then.
Yeah.
Damn me a sec. Dame un momento.
Yes, one moment.
The only thing is that yes, you understood.
See?
And by the way, Boogeyman's asking for a song.
Boogeyman, go to hell.
The fuck do you want to hear, Boogeyman?
Took you long enough to find the like page too.
You play? Can you play Hydra by Twisted?
No, we
already played
that already. That was earlier.
Oh.
I thought he was requesting it again. I was like,
God, I hope that we ain't playing it a second time.
Like, damn, dude, that's the only song you know.
Coming at you. I got you. Win a momento. I see. There you go. Yeah, I found JRR though. Yeah, the like page.
Okay, long enough.
Matter of fact, I do believe I liked your page at some point in time. before I even know who you were.
Yeah, I think it was the same thing for me with his shit.
Oh, yeah, hold on one second. Wait a momento. Let me do this. Aquí.
Well, while he speaks in fucking Spanish, can we listen to some Twisted Rock the Dead?
Yeah.
Sí.
Damn it, Daniel Bryan, shut up.
That's Alberto.
Man, that's Alberto Del Rio with Daniel Bryan combined to one. I mean, holy shit. We don't need another fucking Alberto Del Rio. I mean, anyways, you go to your Spanish, and here we go.
Hey, got me, you're watching the V8 plane, just saying, and all we wanna do. all through my head, but the only one that's clear is
Punch
it. Got me, you're watching the V8 crank his head, and all we wanna do is
Punch it.
So many thoughts running all through my head, but the only one that's clear.
And we're back.
Yo, can I do a song? Let's go all the way.
You go to ICP.
Huh?
I said let me get up to the track.
Okay.
Somebody wants a little something.
Is the intro not getting it from us?
I'm not sure I'm not.
There you go.
Oh, man. Man, look at all the fucking failure ringers that Batista made. And why am I not surprised he's rocking a pink? He's rocking pink. Man, what the fuck? What, anybody die up on here?
I think I'm the only one on. Where the heck is G?
I don't know. I think he died. Why did you laugh at that? That's not funny.
Maybe he thinks it's funny that you died.
Dang.
Well, Gil, at least now we don't, the one person that we do not want at our funeral, him.
Yeah, he's going to be standing there laughing.
Yeah. And on him, he'll probably laugh throughout every single word that the preacher says.
No.
Well,
No.
Not every word.
Just, you know, Christ. Prayer.
Really?
And God. Well, he's a demon. Would you expect anything less?
No.
He's like, no. But except we all know it's going to be yes.
No. Damn, that's a big-ass bunny.
The fuck are you talking about, bunny?
No, Weird Tales Magazine.
I think we lost him.
Sorry, I'm okay. Son of a bridge.
Why the fuck does he center himself up on here? Do you realize that we are not centered? You can see and everything else.
It's just a habit. I can't help it. It's just a habit.
Why the fuck is it a habit?
Where do you center yourself at?
Well, I used to be a church folk, so yeah.
So? I used to go to church, too.
Yeah, I went to church once.
Once.
Well, I was kind of kicked out of Sunday school because of the fact, you know, I kept trying to stab kids with fucking crayons.
Damn. Really? Wow.
The hell are you doing with crayons?
Exactly.
Well, they wanted us to draw, and I didn't want to draw, so I just started stabbing kids with the fucking thing. I mean, yeah, you know, didn't really do much.
Yeah.
He went all Chucky.
I really didn't like that shit either. I got in trouble once too there for eating paper.
Me and them went only to teen classes. That's the only thing. That's the only time I ever have problems with teen classes.
Are you saying singing?
Teen, T-E-N.
E-N.
T-E-N.
T-E-E-N.
Yeah, no.
Never mind, forget it.
Is that even a word?
Forget it.
I don't think so. David, stop making up words.
Okay, anyway, what is that word supposed to mean? What did you do?
Wanted to beat somebody's ass.
Wanted to beat somebody up in Sunday school.
Yeah.
Why?
can do more shit.
They were what?
They're talking too much shit.
Did they tell you God didn't exist?
Oh yeah, they said this and that, tell them why you judging me. Only God could judge. I hate it when they do that shit.
Yeah, you're here too, bitch.
Exactly. And I almost knocked him the fuck out.
Jeez, such hostility.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord.
Yeah, definitely hit him with that holy water.
I would really hate to see what happens if we threw some at you.
Yeah, right?
I don't know, my turn blue.
I think you may catch fire.
Yeah. I don't know why you turned blue for.
I'm not quite sure on that.
It's a whole new effect on demons. You do a whole lot of them when they turn blue.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Kim says whoop whoop.
Well,
oh,
whoop
back. I'm looking at Japanese food.
You fucking fat ass.
Hell yeah.
You're always looking at food, man.
I don't blame him.
You don't blame him? You always stare at food, too?
Yeah. Wait, get it all different days. I stare at food in the fridge. He stares at food in the microwave.
Well, see, he's already ready to go, though.
Exactly.
All he got to do is press start.
Beep, beep. Yeah, at least I ain't there with the boogeyman. There with the freaking ice cream.
Where the fuck is the boogeyman? Tell his stupid ass to call in.
Yeah.
Let me see if he's online.
What time is it? Tell him he got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's knocked out. I think he's knocked out.
And some damn spirits beating him up again.
Probably. Let's find out what a green dragon roll is.
Come on, local boogeyman. Despiértate ahora.
Did you say the local boogeyman?
La loco.
I think so.
Yeah, la loco.
The crazy boogeyman.
Yeah, I know you want some bizcocho.
We don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah, this is difficult.
Okay, he's online. Call in.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes.
Not like you're doing anything important.
Yeah. Quit sneaking around the house, just not trying not to wake people up.
His foot's in your mouth thanks to the boogeyman.
Woogie, 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 woo.
Who's the one that didn't know the title of that song?
There's been a few people at that.
Did somebody request that and say, like, the completely wrong name of it?
Don't look at me.
No, it was an angel this time.
Yeah, this time.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm sorry, sir, but that word's not welcome here.
Yeah. Listen to the witch or burn him alive.
Okay, he's saying he's trying to sleep. I gotta get up early for a dentist in the morning.
Now that he trying to say dentist, but spell it wrong.
Yeah, that was fucking Angel hit us completely right or wrong.
So he got to go to the dentist in the morning and get his teeth ripped out.
Yep. I'm looking at Green Dragon Roll. Or in that shit.
Oh, you're happy. You found any more of those cards?
Which card, motherfucker?
The one with the Joker, Batman, and shit like that.
Man, they sell my Hot Topic. Go to your local Hot Topic. They even have one in Puerto Rico.
That's a good question.
What the fuck do they have down there?
I don't know. It's too far. It's in the city.
But do you have one?
Wait.
I think so yeah.
Wait, so you say that you don't know what the hell you have in Puerto Rico, but you live there?
No, the thing is all the good stuff, all the arenas and shit like that is all in one spot. All the good malls, one spot.
Where the fuck are you, in the motherfucking ocean?
I'm on the countryside.
He's out there with the children of the corn.
Yeah, he probably is.
We got the whole world in our hands.
He's gonna murder you.
gotta follow the buzzards.
I ain't following the buzzards if you're the buzzards.
Thank you for the compliment.
That wasn't a compliment, but I'll just let you think it was.
Yoji wants some unagi don.
He wants some unagi?
Don't you foreign language at me.
In other words, he wants toasted eel over rice.
He wants the punani.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same thing.
Hell nah, bud. It's definitely the same thing. I don't know where the fuck you get the punani from eel from.
Silent.
I don't even know what the fuck you're doing, man.
Well, he's apparently dying. And then in the words of Godsmack, releasing the demons again.
Again? How many times could you do that?
I can't help it. I've been down with the sickness.
Yeah. Way too long.
Damn it, Porky Pig. Shut up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's it there. I just started calling him fucking Steve Urkel.
Then I ain't doing that.
Yes, Angel, you did do that.
But he can't be him, man. He thinks he has buck teeth.
That's true. I don't know when the fuck Urkel ever had buck teeth, but, sure.
In Angel's world, he did.
In Angel's world. Yeah, in Bizarro world.
That's the same damn thing, isn't it?
Yes, Michael Cole in Bizarro World. Speaking of stupid shit like that, I was watching that countdown thing and they were talking about King Booker. And then they showed JBL and he was just, you know, hailing him. I was like, really?
Oh, hail King Booker.
JBL loved the stupidest people.
Yes, he did.
And he still does.
Yeah, exactly. He still does.
He went from loving King Booker to loving Bo Dallas.
Dude, I fucking hated King Booker, dude. I hated that.
I think we all
exactly.
did.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's even terrible. Though he did get a good stumble, though, for Finley and William Regal, though.
I mean, shit, for fuck's sake. JBL putting probably up the fucking Nexus.
Was he around at that time? What was he doing at that time?
I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I mean, I don't think he was around for it, but still, man, he probably still loved me even while he wasn't there.
I don't know, but everybody's crying over the Shield breaking up, though.
Oh, we're seeing is going to be the replacement.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck you.
That would be a terrible idea.
It really would be.
I mean, I'm happy as shit they finally broke up.
Well, Cena joined Shield, I'm going to like, oh, here we go again. That's going to be,
We stop making shit up. That'll never happen.
Yeah.
I saw my Shield gear today.
What?
He was in Shield gear today.
What?
Pronounce your words, motherfucker.
Pronunciate.
Pronunciate.
He was in Shield gear today.
What does that
mean? What the fuck was this?
Today in CM Punk, what time is it? It's clobbering time.
What the fucking hell, dude? They're talking about John Cena and he's going to fucking CM Punk.
What is going on here?
I have no idea.
First he's talking about John Cena joining the Shield. And Cena being in Shield gear, now he's talking about CM Punk's clobbering time.
No, that's the name of the damn life page. Damn.
Oh. Well, why don't you, you know, tell us these things?
Don't make me send you the link.
No, stop sending me links, motherfucker.
So it was a Photoshop picture, is what you're saying.
No, this ain't Photoshop. It's a real legit deal.
I swear, if I go back to my computer and I see a fucking link, I'm going to stab you.
I haven't sent it yet.
Havoc is so
send
close.
It to Ghetto G, damn it. Or
he's
send it to fucking Boogeyman.
Say Booty Man.
Where the fuck did you get Booty Man from? I said Boogeyman.
I swear to God, he said booty, man.
Oh, hell no.
So do you remember that retarded dude that was saying all that stupid shit in front of the mirror, like half naked, sounding like he's a gangster?
Yeah.
Somebody else made a video like that, and they had a gun in their hand, and then they loaded it, and then they shot it off.
Wait, did they shoot himself in the head?
No, they just pretty much shot their wall.
Come on, having 99 problems.
I'm sure that dude's mom was upset.
Yeah, right?
Stupid-ass kids.
I know, right?
Let me be a gangster on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let me bust a cap on that with a cap box.
Yeah, let me show off this gun that isn't mine.
There. Now I just put my hat in the freezer.
Put your hat in the freezer?
Yeah.
What the hell are you smoking?
What? I don't understand why your hat is in the freezer.
And I'm going to keep it in there till Friday. So then that way, I got something nice and cool to put on my head when I go to work.
Okay, that's pretty smart.
So are you saying the next time you work is Friday?
Yes.
What the fuck? Why are you off for 2 days?
And they gave me 2 days off. So I ain't gonna argue.
Weren't you just off for like a week?
On vacation. Mandatory. Where they have to give us like 2 days off.
Well, damn.
I mean, since they can only four of us that work, and they can only put us on for like 20 hours a week.
Well, that's fucking weak.
Yeah, but so you guys are stuck with me for 2 days.
Man, ain't nobody stuck with you. He's across the fucking world. I don't live near you either.
Yeah, he's across the world, all right. He's like down past Florida.
He's that lost island.
Yeah, the island of misfit toys.
Exactly. He's that train with square wheels.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know my fucking login info is for Virgin Mobile, motherfuckers. I don't know what my fucking account pin is.
Was that English?
What? Yeah, it was English.
I have no idea what you said.
Man, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck my password is for my fucking cell phone. My Obama phone.
Good luck.
With that.
Yes, with that.
Okay, secret info was, our secret question is.
Well, why don't you know?
And I don't know, never did. Not available. Well, fuck you too, bitch. I'll have to call him tomorrow.
You guys heard Dragon Ball Z is making a new movie?
Why?
Battle of the Gods.
Answer what? Just question was.
Guess what? I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. He don't care. He don't like Dragon Ball Z.
I fucking hate that shit. Although I do rather enjoy Jessica Negri dressed up like it, though. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Hell yeah.
Probably the only way you'll get me interested.
That's very fucking true.
Whoa.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
What the fuck was that, nigga?
Well,
is that like your fucking Dale call?
Really? Really, man?
But except for him, it's known as the faggot call.
Whatever.
Damn.
I don't know, but I mean that might have sounded like, you know, like you're trying to make contact with, like, other faggots.
Oh, whatever.
Jeez, Havoc is so ignorant.
Either that, or he's trying to make contact with fucking Poopoo Ninja.
Poopoo.
He's like probably in the Marines by now. Oh, fuck.
Man. Shit, I'd wish that motherfucker would just show up. Man, I'll settle for anybody, damn.
Yeah, right? And Poopoo Ninja, if you call in, we won't mute you for using, you know, your retarded ass words. Like I said, I think he's in the Marines by now, which means we're all fucked.
Man, I doubt it.
Like I said, we're all fucked if that happens.
Yes.
Okay, I got a question. Who do you think will win in a rap battle, Eminem or Tech N9ne?
That's a hard one.
Huh. I'm going to go with Eminem.
I'm going with Tech.
I think I'd have to go with Eminem as well.
Damn it.
I don't know, man. I just feel Eminem would do a whole lot better. He seems to be better with punchlines. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how about this? No, the Prodigy versus Rastica.
Who the fuck is Rastica?
For sure.
Oh, yeah, but who the fuck is Rastica? Is that like a Jamaican fucking horrorcore bitch?
She's part of SKR.
Oh, definitely fucking Snow the Product then. No,
of course,
doubt.
No.
Ain't nobody on SKR gonna beat anybody in a rap battle.
Hell no. Nah.
I didn't realize there
was more people.
I'm surprised
they're playing at the Gathering, though. That shit I'm so shocked about.
Well, I'm just waiting to hear the stories about how they got a bunch of shit thrown at them and whatnot.
Is that right? What happened? So just you wait.
I know Ninja, you know, the page Ninja of the Lotus, they put them shit on blast.
Yeah, I got that page. Along with some other pages that do the same thing.
And they don't belong there at all. I mean, come on. For fuck's sake. They don't like Juggalos. They don't like ICP. So why the fuck
well,
we get together?
I don't know how to explain that.
I know, they're supposed to be doing something with Sugar.
Who's more pissed off that they're playing at the gathering? Cannibal Corpse fans or SKRP?
Yeah.
Because people or fans of Cannibal Corpse are pissed that they're playing at the gathering too.
I mean, for fuck's sake, Roger Kelly even told me straight up a few years ago, she don't like juggalos.
Well, there's also actual things of that posted on the internet of her saying that.
Yes, screenshots. And trust me,
yes,
that shit's going viral.
Screenshot, yes.
I mean, shit, yo, back when I was part working a tent, I used to talk with Satanic, Razakel, Kid Crusher, and Razakel fucking expressed the fact that she does not like juggalos. So why the fuck are they playing at the gathering? Don't know. But I do hope that they get fucking shit thrown at them.
Huh.
End up like fucking Tila Tequila. Except worse.
Sure, you guys happen? You guys heard it happen with King Gordy?
Yeah, that's just bullshit, though.
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't even have happened.
Agreed. Well, Gil, at least now we know why we don't see anything from 50 Cent anymore, because he's busy with his own TV show.
50 Cent has a TV show.
Yeah, man. On fucking Stars or HBO or something like that.
So what's next?
And what the hell does he do?
Exactly. What's next? Floyd Mayweather's going to be in there? Floyd Money Mayweather?
No. I don't know what it's called. Yeah, it's called Power.
Okay. And what channel is that on?
Stars. Stars TV.
I don't even get that channel.
Yeah, man. It's apparently. And funny enough, it stars him. And it was produced by him.
What exactly is it, though?
Hey, that
the series. I say the series follows James St. Patrick, nicknamed Ghost, owner of a New York City nightclub. In addition, he is a major player in one of the city's biggest illegal drug networks. He struggles to balance these two lives, and the balance topples when he realizes he wants to leave the drug ring in order to support his legitimate business.
Yeah, that won't last.
Exactly.
What the hell does he need a show like that for?
Yeah, right? It premieres on,
Exactly, he ain't Snoop Dogg. Hell.
Oh, my man, Snoop Dogg's dead. It's Snoop blind now, motherfucker. Get it right. He's all radiated out.
Yeah, now he's just making Jamaican terrible music.
Yeah, hence the term Ray Gay.
Well, let me call my homie Bob Marley then.
But see,
Bob Marley was dope.
People actually
Snoop
like
Dogg
him.
Is just normal.
Snoop Lion, what the fuck? Like, seriously, is that a real thing?
I mean, come on, but like, if you're going to try to hold on to the genre and change your name, I'm going to take the fucking Snoop part out of it.
You call yourself Lion?
I don't know. Because Snoop Lion is just fucking retarded.
Well, what would you call him?
I don't fucking know. It's not Snoop Lion, because stupid-ass motherfucker.
Call him Dog.
Or S Dog. Nah, too corny. He ain't no freaking, he ain't Conan.
You know what?
Like with K-Dog.
This is what we should call him. Retired.
Retired. He was retired a long time ago, but now he keeps going back to high school.
Yeah, with fucking Waka
Flocka. That's why he could drop it like it's hot.
But with Khalifa.
And both motherfuckers look like the fucking still in high school. Taylor gang. Motherfucker, you don't even go to that school. You can't claim it.
Yeah. All you idiots out there need to stop doing that shit. It will never make sense. Stop claiming Taylor gang. You have no idea what the fuck it is. You just do it because
you got a valid
cool
point, though. You got a valid point. No argument. No argument. You got a valid point.
Because the only reason you know that dude calls his people that is because that's the school that he went to, man. And all the people that he rolls with, you know, also went to that school. So it makes sense for them. It doesn't make sense for their fans to claim it, though. You know, at least with Juggalos, man, at least, you know, ICP didn't go to Juggalo University or anything, you know what I mean?
They should make one, though. No joke.
Well, then I don't see anybody graduating.
Hell nah, man.
Shit.
It'd be one fucking emo-filled school.
Man, it'd be a lot of crying, a lot of graffiti, spelled
wrong.
A
lot of selfies.
A lot of graffiti spelled wrong, a lot of selfies, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of smash or pass.
Yeah, man. People be passing around notes. Instead of, do you like me? It'll say, smash or pass.
I can see it happening, though. I can see it happening. No freaking joke.
That's what would happen in Juggalo University.
Yeah. And then of course, me and Gilles Jr. just be passing around a picture that says, when you smash or pass, you risk your life.
And then you see Herschel walking in with his one leg.
I actually got that saved, that shit. I actually saved that shit. Seriously, I saved that.
Hell yeah, man. See, there's one person that took the picture.
Hell yeah.
And then you got the hateful bunch. You know, you got the real slutty girl, and everybody just hates her.
Yeah, and then...
Why are you wearing that to school? Juggalos don't wear that.
Hashtag respect squad.
Yeah, dude, that's what would happen in that school, man. That's the big crew that would roll.
Yeah,
they'd be dressed up like... They'd be dressed up like Arabian people and shit, man. Can't see nothing but the eyes. Or whoever the fucking people were.
Well, seriously, I think they should do that no drinking joke, though. All bullshit aside.
No drinking joke?
No, all bullshit aside, they should do that.
But you said no drinking joke.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, we'll set it up though. Then. You could be like that one guy that made that video talking about, send me some money and you can own a piece of Juggalo Island. And more like, you sign up for this, you send me money and it's mine, and you get nothing. I'm just going to take your money.
$5.
Like, seriously,
what are you
going to
do with
really
$5?
Think gonna five, what am I going to do with $5? I'll fucking
yeah, right.
$5 foot long. $5.
Man, those aren't even $5, man.
Even now.
But in some way lies.
Hell yeah, they do.
Well, I could talk to Boogie, man, see if we get him. I could get him cheap.
Well, tell him to gather up some free subs and send them to us.
Yeah. Although they'd probably be all moldy by the time they get to us.
I don't know. Where's he at?
In you.
Where?
In you. No, redneck country.
In ya. What do you say?
I said Virginia, motherfucker.
I thought you were saying some weird shit. All right, Virginia.
What the heck, MVP, Scott Hall, Rikishi, the Nasty Boys, Tommy Dreamer, Mick Foley, Victoria.
Did you say Nickelodeon? What the fuck?
He said Victoria.
Talking about an Oreo.
No, Victoria.
Oh.
And where the hell? Oh, this is at Gutterville's Island.
What about an island?
Is it Gutterville? Crystal Mania 5. Von Erich's Homecoming. The Von Erich.
The fuck you reading, motherfucker? We don't do homecomings up on here.
Even Carlito's gonna be there.
Oh, Carlito could go burn hell.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Yes, in other words. Does that mean he'd be spitting in his own face? You know, he ain't cool.
But he wants to be cool, though.
Yeah, wants to be. He ain't, though.
Jeez, Abby got really hateful tonight.
Hulk Hogan arrives. Hulk, Hulk, Hulk. What is he doing?
Oh my God! Is he the third man?
He's the third man.
What the hell is going on here?
Hulk,
what
Hogan,
the hell is going on?
WCW. He is the third man.
Look at
in
that
picture.
Oh my God!
What the hell is going on?
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Oh, fuck you, Logan, dude. What is that bullshit?
That was the Shield with an old WCW storyline.
That sounds absolutely horrible. In fact, but most of the storylines of WCW were fucking retarded anyways. I mean, come on. I mean, the only thing they did. We had a fucking wedding gown match between Daphne and Stacey Keebler. Other than that, no.
Hey, look, we got two more likes.
Yeah, one's probably Angel, the other one's probably his chick.
Well, one of them is his chick. I don't know if he liked it, though. No, it wasn't even him.
Oh, I've been liked your page. I've been liked it. It's a long time ago.
Well, I don't know where the hell your name's at and all this, so I couldn't even say if you were right or wrong.
Exactly. There you go. Now we're hearing him scroll down his page again.
Jesus, man, this girl got a huge-ass camera. What the fuck?
A fuck?
The thing she's taking a picture with is, like, almost bigger than she is.
Must be on our page.
Well, it is some chick that liked the page. I guess this person must be from Angel. Did you share our page, Angel?
No, the only thing I shared was the radio.
What?
You know, your link.
To the show or to the page?
To the show.
Oh. Never mind, then.
Yeah.
Even though you did, on the page, you did got, on the JFC page, you did have 3 likes for the link.
Three likes. That's like our page.
And one share. And one share.
See, man, this is the type of Lana they should bring out. Half naked.
And make her completely naked. Get the fuck out of here.
Man, it's PG, nuke.
I don't care what PG.
We should.
They should still make it fucking... fucking bring her out naked.
Man, I really hate that everybody obsesses about Nikki Bella.
Yeah, right.
Like, motherfucker, we know you only like her because she got big tits now.
It's true.
Well, the truth will set you free.
Yes.
Thank you for
and
that.
Damn, I want some... Yeah, damn, I want some fucking bacon.
Let's go make some bacon.
It's so fucking late. It's almost 2 o'clock in the... It's almost 2 a.m. Shit.
And I'm pretty sure you got some bacon in your fucking microwave. Just go take it out of there.
Yeah, go do that.
Motherfucker. What's up with that?
Never. Shut up, Hurricane.
That's another thing, man. On the network, man, they were showing a WrestleMania Rewind, talking about Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, and saying how that was, like, the best match and shit. Like, well, then, like, why couldn't the streak end there and shit? Why'd you make it end with the worst fucking match ever?
I think my WrestleMania Punk earned that spot. Punk.
What?
Punk should have ended the streak. Punk.
Really? Terry Funk?
No, CM Crunk, Punk.
No, Punk is what you're looking for. Why can't you say Punk?
I did say Punk.
No, you said Funk.
No, I said Crunk at first. I meant Punk.
No, Punk.
That's what I said, CM Punk.
There we go. Now he says it.
Because that storyline, yeah, that CM Punk earned should have done it.
Damn it, just say Punk already.
Yeah,
okay,
God damn
Punk.
It.
Punk, okay? Punk deserved it. Lesnar did not. Hell, even Sting deserved it.
Yeah, and he's never even been in the WWE.
Yeah.
But now he is. He signed now. But it's too late now.
Yeah, really.
I wonder how long they're going to keep him. I wonder he's under, I bet he's under Legends contract. I bet.
So what does that mean? We'll never see him.
Probably.
He's on the same contract that Nash was on.
What's that? Tear your quad?
Yeah. He's a part-timer.
Nah.
Wait, did you say part-timer or part-timer?
Part-timer.
I could have sworn you said part-timer.
Oh, Havoc.
Okay, how about you guys like the Wyatt's push at the moment? Because sooner or later, they're going to get the tag team titles.
Well, they better get the fucking titles.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, man. The Wyatt family versus the Usos, man, actually put on a good match together.
Exactly.
At the pay-per-view and in the match the next night.
I swear, but no joke, I think they should bring back Manu.
You say bring back a gnome?
Manu.
I thought you said a gnome.
Yeah, right?
No, Manu. Remember Manu from Legacy?
Legacy? Oh, wait. Is that the, like, the curly hair dude?
No, that's Tim Snuka. The other guy.
Who? Who did you say?
Deuce. I'm talking about Manu.
Yeah, man. Doesn't he have, like, curly black hair and shit? Like, fat guy?
Yeah.
Well, where'd he go?
He got released after Legacy broke up.
Yeah, because there was no use for him.
Yeah, right.
Hey, they could have used him with Umaga.
But then Umaga died.
I'm talking about when he was alive.
Well, he wasn't there very long.
Yeah. He came in, died. That was it.
He was there for the big feud against Vince McMahon and Donald Trump.
And he did a pretty good job in the Elimination Chamber.
Who did? Umaga?
Yeah.
Who did he face there? I don't even remember.
I know Cena was in the match. I know that for a fact.
Of course. Which one was that? What year?
That I do not remember. I know Sheamus was in the match, if I remember correctly.
Sheamus. Man, when he first came in, man, I fucking hated that guy.
Yeah, now he likes him.
Now I really don't care. He's not that bad now. But when he first came in, man, I was like, man, who the hell is this fucking guy getting the title already and everything and shit?
Oh, yeah, down and then it came King Sheamus. Yeah, I remember.
Like, yeah, that dude was fucking annoying.
Yeah, right?
You guys think Sheamus and RVD make a good tag team or no?
It's weird. It's not letting me.
Man, that's not going to last. That's probably a one-time thing.
Yeah, like with Sin Cara.
Yeah, Sin Cara and Gold Dust. And then tonight it was Gold Dust and Kofi Kingston.
Oh, it's a cast. So lagging, potato. Did I spell that right?
Maybe they'll bring back Blue Meanie. He'll be the new tag team partner.
Alright.
Yeah, probably.
Otaku update.
Who the fuck is that?
Her name is Lindsay. She's friends with Jessica Negri.
Why is she talking?
Oh, she and Negro are supposed to be playing League of, the fuck is that shit called again? League of.
Oh.
For a little bit because I can't.
I saw that post.
Look, it's a psycho. My bad. It's
scrolling. I can't tell what's happening.
Dusty Negro. She just came back.
Yeah, no, it's not working, though. It's still scrolling. Bandit. B-A-N-D-I-T-T, I think. I don't know. I can't tell.
It's a good thing these two know what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
We don't suck, man. We're awesome. Have fun. Good night, Noodles.
Holy fuck. Just when he thought they couldn't get any crazier.
Yeah, right? It's like, damn.
Damn crazy girls.
Why are you playing with lettuce there, Dusky Negro?
What the fuck?
There's a game. Are you? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm just
gonna tell Grace, please tell me that I'm on it. How could you? Yeah, she's just nuts. They're both crazy as fuck.
Oh, no, I was doing something. Listen!
So are there, like, people there talking to them?
No.
I'm trying to.
Are her boobs. Really?
But except the game! Okay. Oh, it's gonna ruin my shirt. Oh, God.
Well, this is completely psycho. I'm leaving.
Oh, my God. That is
Man, that doesn't even sound entertaining, though.
It's just completely psycho and nuts. And holy shit.
But were there people in there, though?
In the chat room, yeah.
Well, why weren't I responding to them?
I don't know.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
It's all
we lost.
Angel's fault.
I don't know. We lost Angel. It can't be his
go?
Fault. I don't know.
Asshole.
But I guess we'll end it here, and I'll go pass the fuck out.
Wonderful. Bye.